2041, Pumpkin Investments LLC, east of Glen Circle, being lot 37, within Country Glen Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirements.
Dolores Elswick, 11995 Dunn Circle, Bridgeville.
Gary Elswick, 11995 Glen Circle.
You both swear the testimony about the truth, you both could not be the truth.
Yes.
Jimmy Coway, members of the board, Mr. Burrell. My name is Stephen Ellis. Our office represented Mrs. Elswick in a purchase of her home at 11995 Glen Circle in Bridgeville, Delaware. In connection with the lender's requirements, a survey was obtained on the property. It disclosed that the property, the existing enclosed porch, was approximately 8.6 feet into the setback. The porch itself was apparently constructed approximately 10 years ago. The seller of the property, actually his lender, that lender, Pumpkin Investments, did not require a survey. So both the seller and Mrs. Elswick were unaware of the encroachment. By the time they had obtained the survey, it was necessary to go to closing because of the lender's requirements. Mrs. Elswick is here and will step up to the microphone, and she will be glad to testify more articulately than I as to her circumstances or confirm what I've said. And Ms. Elswick, it's a fact that the manufactured homes, they can have these covered porches, and certainly it's in character of the neighborhood. Is that right?
Oh, yes. I went around and took pictures to show that there's a lot of them. Mm-hmm.
And this is your primary residence, and you, in fact, live there?
Yes, it is.
And the covered porch is, again, in conformity with the community, and certainly as to your enjoyment of the property.
Yes.
At the time you bought the property under the contract, you certainly weren't aware of any...
It was last minute.
And so it was last minute, and so you're asking the board to approve it tonight, is that correct?
Yes, I like my porch.
Okay. And certainly Mrs. Elswick is here to answer any questions the board may have on this application.
The porch was constructed after the house itself?
It's at least 10 years old, yeah. And it's hard for us to tell because it's not the seller that actually sold. We went back to the seller's attorney and thought we could track it down, but it's actually constructed, I think, either one or two owners prior.
Yeah. Was there any permits issued?
I'd have to go check. Like me to go check?
No. Okay. All righty. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion 10,041 be approved. So minimum variance will be full relief and not alter sense of character of the neighborhood.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,041. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you very much, Chairman Coway, members of the board, Mr. Burrell.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Case number 10.